Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Selling Digital Podcast. I am Yetsia, your host, creator of OnlineTemplateShop.com. Welcome to episode 40. And for this one, let's just talk about money. If you're listening to this podcast, you are probably an online business owner. And if the word money makes you cringe, if the conversation of making more money, charging more for your products, charging more for what you do, just because you want to make more money, makes you uncomfortable, then this is not the episode for you. It has taken me a very long time, like years, to become comfortable with charging what I want for my products. Now, it's not just charging what I want. There's a little bit of strategy behind that, and we will talk about that as well. But first, we need to get you comfortable with saying the word money and making more money. Because sometimes, as much as we think that we are comfortable with that word, a lot of the time, we're just lying to ourselves. And I'm being very vulnerable here, very honest, because that used to be me. I would lie to myself. When I first started selling my biggest product, that was like $200 back then. This is 4 years ago. It was $200. I never had charged anything that much for anything. And I was just lying to myself and pretending that I was okay with that amount of money. And that one product made, over $200,000. That product alone over the next 2 years while I was selling it. I'm not selling it anymore, but while it was selling for about 2 years, it made a little bit over $200,000. And it wasn't until then that I was like, okay, I'm ready to sell something else. And this episode is very timely because right now I am promoting a new offer, something that I have never offered before. It is a one-on-one program that will allow me to work with you in a very intimate setting. And it's all about sales. And the point of sales is about making more money. And I can tell you with all honesty, there has been no point in this journey since I decided I wanted to launch this offer that I thought charging $1,000 for this offer was too much at all. And I just couldn't believe it. I had to say it out loud. I said, like, the way I just said it to you, this offer is a 5-week offer. It is high touch, one-on-one, 5 weeks where you and I are going to plan your sales process for your offer. And it is $1,000. And I said it just like that out loud. And I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel like it was too much. It didn't feel like it was too little. It just felt comfortable. It just felt like, yep, there's a lot of people out there who need this. There's a lot of people out there who trust me and who are going to invest $1,000 in working with me for 5 weeks because they know at the end of those 5 weeks, they will have that sales process done and working. But again, it took me years to get to that point. Because years ago, I just didn't know what my own sales process was. I knew I was doing things. I knew I was creating products. I knew I was creating sales pages. I knew I was creating funnels. I knew I was emailing my list. But I never stopped, sat down, pen to paper, and wrote down the steps of how I sell products. And this was as recent as a few days ago. Hey, I'm being honest here. A few days ago, it suddenly hit me. And I literally sat down in my dinner table and just started writing. I just pen to paper, literally pen to paper. And I filled out 3-4 pages of what the process is, what each step is about with examples and most importantly, how would I explain this to someone else? How would I teach this to someone else? And that's where this offer came from. And by the way, if you want to check it out, there's a link in the description, because we start April 1st. Right now, we are 3 weeks away from starting, and I'm very, very excited. Sales and money is just one of those things that I really like to talk about, because it's what moves our business, right? At the end of the day, it's sales and the money you make from those sales to be able to live and to be able to sustain your business. So I don't know why so many people don't want to have that conversation, why so many people are afraid to have that conversation, and they don't really talk about that out loud in the way that I feel comfortable doing. But I have to tell you, sometimes I feel uncomfortable talking about sales and money, because I know that the person I'm talking to is uncomfortable with that conversation. And I don't want to bring it up because I don't want to make things difficult or get to a place in our conversation where we're just not coming back from that. So that's really the only reason why I wouldn't bring the money conversation with everyone. I usually let the other person kind of lead into the sales and money conversation, and then I join them. Does that happen to you? Before I go a little bit more into the mindset of how to become comfortable with the money conversation, the sales conversation, and how to become comfortable with receiving that money, that is very important, receiving that money, allowing to receive that money, allowing people to pay you for your offer, your product, your course, whatever it is that you are selling. Let's talk about the strategy. And what I want to talk about is the ideal customer and money, or actually ideal customer and pricing relationship. Because one thing cannot live without the other. You cannot talk about your ideal customer without talking about money, without talking about pricing. And this is something that we go very deep into this new program that I am running, because a lot of people get stuck on this. They think, number one, they think that their niche is a topic. They think that their niche is self-care. That is not your niche. Your niche is not a thing. Your niche is not a topic. Your niche is your customer. The niche is the who you are selling to. That is your niche, because that is your customer, because that is who you are thinking about when you are pricing, right? When you're pricing your 365-day journal for self-care, you're not thinking about everyone in the world who wants to do self-care year-round. You're thinking about a very specific person. You're thinking about a single mom who is a teacher and has two kids, or you were thinking about a stay-at-home dad who homeschools four kids. And these are just two examples, right? You can think of many other people, you know, whoever your customer is. There's a very different way in which you are going to sell to these two customers. They're very different. Their lives are very different. Their budgets are very different. My point is, you can sell the same product to different people and charge different amounts. Here is one example. If I were to sell that journal to the teacher customer in this example, I would price it a little bit lower than if I were to sell to the other example, which is the stay-at-home homeschooling dad. Why? Because it is my assumption that the homeschooling dad who stays at home has more disposable income than the single mother teacher. Even though the single mother teacher has a job, like an actual, you know, get this paycheck job, and the dad does not have a paycheck, maybe their partner is the one getting a paycheck. Because I have done my market research, I know that the dad in this example would have more money. So I would charge a little bit more for my product if I were trying to reach that demographic. And this is where we make a lot of mistakes. We think that our product is for everyone, and it isn't at all. When you are clear on your who, that's when your pricing will become a lot easier. You can target someone who has very little money, or you can target someone who has a little bit more money with the same product. And it's all a matter of deciding who you're speaking to, which then becomes your messaging. Ideal customer, messaging, and pricing are steps 2 and 3 in the sales process that I teach in this new program, because they're so important. This is where you're going to spend the most time on, because the pricing is attached to who you're trying to reach. Notice that I haven't even talked about your offer or how to come up with your offer or any of that. Because if you're listening to this episode, and if you are interested in my new program, you already have an offer. You are not new. You've been doing this for a while. You have an offer, whether it's a new offer that you haven't launched yet, or it's an offer that you launch and it kind of sold, but it's kind of dormant and no one is buying anymore. Your funnel is half done. Your sales emails are not working. That is who this episode is for. And the reason why that offer is not working is because there's a disconnect between your messaging and your pricing. Definitely. A big, big, big disconnect. And that's where we go wrong. And I know that because I used to do that all the time. And I will give you an example for me as a customer. And I promise you, I'm not trying to brag. I'm not trying to be attitude-y in any way. But I am at a level in my business and at a level in my business owner journey that I don't need to be buying $7, $9, $10 products anymore. At this level, I'm looking for coaching. I'm looking for one-on-one. I'm looking for small containers. I'm looking for access to the source, direct access to a coach, someone who will act as a sounding board. And these things are expensive. I have spent, oh my God, let me tell you, this was 2021. I spent $10,000 in a group program that had no access to the source, basically. This business owner had this program, again, $10,000. And it was a bunch of coaches. Now, Jetsian 2021 didn't know better. Jetsian 2021 didn't know what a coaching program really was. And I guess I was expecting a lot more access to the main, you know, business owner who put this together. But that didn't happen. I had access to different coaches inside that container. And it was very disappointing because a lot of the times I would submit a sales page or something like that. And they would tell me, oh my God, this is great. Just change this one thing. And I'm like, no, I know it's not great. You know, I like to think of myself as a very self-aware person. And I knew it wasn't great. I know it was good. I know it was good enough. I know if I would just send out that sales page to my email list, people would buy because it was good. But I knew it wasn't great. I knew it was missing certain elements. And I was asking specific questions as to what is the best way to incorporate those elements that I know are missing into my sales page. And I got no feedback on that at all. And remember, these are, you know, it's a $10,000 program with apparently people who really know what they're doing. And they had no feedback for me. So now I am very picky. And by the way, I am not in a program like that right now. I am looking for one. I am looking for a container like that. I am looking to work with a coach very closely, but I am very picky because I am very vibey. If your vibe is not right, I am not doing it. And I can tell by a picture, I can tell by a video, I can tell by listening to a podcast if I'm vibing with someone or not. And you probably can too, right? But going back to the I'm not buying low ticket products anymore, it's because I don't need them. I am not in that stage in life, in business, that I would need something like that. And it's the way I know this is because I'm attaching the value of the pricing of what they're charging to the value of the product. And that's very easy, right? When you're buying something that is $7, you are less invested in it. You already assume that what you will learn from this $7 thing is not the same thing that you're going to learn from the $3,000 program or the $10,000 coaching package. Immediately, we know and we attach value to that product. We do that all the time, and your customer does too. Something that I have seen a lot in Facebook groups and things like that, when people post that they're selling a $20 thing, I go to their sales page and I read it, and it sounds to me that they're trying to reach a middle of the road business owner, right? Someone who is still grinding, someone who is still scaling, someone who is still just trying to figure it out and pumping things out, which was me 2 years ago. I'm kind of still in that. I also feel like we never really leave that stage. I'm still grinding and pumping things out, but not in the same way that I did 2 years ago. And if you are very successful, if you're earning multiple six figures in your business every year, you know exactly what I'm talking about, where things come a little bit easier because your level of knowledge is a lot bigger and your experience is a lot more than it was, you know, maybe a year ago or 2 years ago. And so going back to the $20 product and sales page, there's a disconnect between what it costs versus the pricing of the product, because I wouldn't buy that product. But it sounds like they're trying to reach someone like me. Now, if you take the same product with the same language, the same messaging, the same sales page, and you make it $100, someone who is a little bit more advanced, someone who is the person you are talking to in that sales page will be more interested, will see you as more experienced and more as an expert in whatever that product is, and will buy that thing. And I think this is very important because it's very hard to sell a $7 product to someone who is more advanced. And it's also very hard to sell a $10,000 package to someone who is a newbie. See what I did there? The messaging and the value have to match. Your customer and the pricing has to match. For there to be a match between the pricing and the messaging, let me give you a very concrete example. My very first product was $27. And it was my ideal customer for that product was someone who already had a business. I was looking for planner templates to use in their business as an extension to an offer or just another product that they were adding to their existing products, right? It was not the newbie. It wasn't anything like that. Now, my product, my pricing, and my messaging were aligned. But here's what happened. All the people, not all the people, but most of the people who came to purchase were very, very new. They didn't have shops. They didn't have a business. Some people were purchasing just to use it for personal use. And that is all fine. Okay, because who's going to buy? Whoever wants to buy, they will buy. But also, I was very successful at targeting the people I wanted, which was the more experienced business owner, because I was offering, and this was all part of the strategy, I was offering these templates at a low cost. So it was a very easy entry into this market for someone who was new, which was me, my very first product into a B2B market. So that strategy worked beautifully because I was able to attract my ideal client, and I was able to attract also the newbie business owner. And it was that newbie business owner who came up with, what else do you have? I kept getting that question a lot. What else do you have? And I'm like, what do you mean? Nothing. I have nothing else. And that's how I came up with journal set of templates. That's how I came up with other sets of templates. And everything else after that that I created was geared towards someone who was very, very new and didn't quite know what they were doing. So all of my messaging, all of my pricing, everything became geared towards that specific customer. And to this day, all of those products are my best sellers. The first 3-4 products that I created literally sell every single day. But why do they sell every single day? Because I have funnels, because I'm on YouTube and I have a bunch of YouTube videos with a link for people to go buy. That's why it's there, right? And it's taken years to get all of that together. But now that it is, it flows a little bit easier. And that's the whole point of this new offer that I have out and I'm promoting, is setting up your offer with your messaging, with your customer, with the pricing, with the funnels, all together with one offer. And once you master that, you can do the same thing over and over again with other offers. Now, before we go, let me talk to you a little bit about the mindset behind all of this. Because if you don't believe that you can receive the money you want to receive, if you don't believe that people will pay whatever price tag you put on your product, then it'll never happen. The energy you put into it, your customer will know, because it'll come through in your messaging. It'll come through in your tone of voice. It will come through in everything that you write, every piece of copy that you write. Your beliefs will come true. Not true. It will come through. That's what I'm trying to say in that copy. Because our beliefs is what makes us. And I'm able to say this now so easily and calmly because I have worked on this for so long. Oh my goodness. It has been the hardest thing that I've done as a person, as Yatsia, you know, not necessarily as a business owner, but as a person, this is one of the hardest things that I have done, is to work on my mindset. And I know that word, some people hear it and they cringe because, oh my God, mindset, whatever. I just want to make something and sell it. That sounds great, right? Sounds easy. Make something, do a sales page and just put it out there so people can buy. But if you don't believe that's going to happen, it doesn't matter what you do. It's not going to happen because, again, that energy will come through. I'm going to give you one tip that I do every single day. Every time I'm about to send an email, every time I'm about to record a podcast, or I'm going to create some piece of content, you know, I'm about to engage with someone who is my ideal customer, I stop, I get quiet, and I get into the energy of a business owner who knows how to sell and wants to receive money. As simple as stop what I'm doing, close my eyes, breathe deeply, say that to myself in my head, right? Just call myself for what I am, which is a business owner who knows how to sell and wants to make money. Once I do that, I get into the energy of creating content under the messaging that will reach the person who will buy my offers, right? I'm not a big journaler. I like writing down things, literally pen to paper things, and I do that most mornings. I don't necessarily journal, but I write down thoughts, beliefs, and things that are bothering me. And something I've been doing lately is writing down a description of the person who is the ideal customer for my offers. This practice does two things. First of all, I get very, very, very clear and intentional in my offer and my customer. If you keep repeating it, it'll stick in your brain. And again, it will come through once you are creating content. What it also does is it makes it true because it's real. It's on paper. It's in front of you. You're seeing it. It came from your brain. It makes it true. I invite you to every day in like a small pocket in your day. I know you're busy. In a small pocket of your day to do that. Write down your intentions. Write down the description of the person who is your ideal customer. And I promise you, your mindset will change for the better. And it will come through in your messaging. Thank you for listening. Thank you for staying until the end. I'm sending you all kinds of good vibes. And I will see you on the next one. Bye-bye.